You know, I'm always amazed that when I'm going to speak, it is all the truth has already come. And that is so encouraging for me. Because you want to be hearing God, don't you? But it's like it's already in the room. Yeah? From the very first word, from the very first song that you introduced, Emma, it was amazing. And it always blows me away. I want to say that if you want to track from Bible, there's Bibles at the back. If someone wants to go and get a Bible, please do, because it helps when you've got the word in front of you. And then when you go home, it's like, oh yeah, this is in my Bible too, at home. So it's always lovely to track, isn't it, when we're doing I'll use the word study, but I am changing that word a little bit to explore. And that's what we do on a Tuesday in the life group, don't we, Betty? We explore the Bible, and it is beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. So we are in Ephesians. Yeah, we're still in Ephesians. Beautiful Ephesians. And I'm supposed to be doing the last part of chapter 3, which I hope I get to. But how long have we got? When I ask the Lord, what is on your heart, Lord, he always hijacks me and takes me away what I'm thinking should be done. And he shows me something different but relevant. Okay? So I'm aiming for Ephesians 3, 14 to 21, but we'll see how it goes. And the actual heading for that in the NLT is Paul's Prayer for Spiritual Growth. So that's what we're aiming for, isn't it? For our spiritual growth, for us to grow more and more in the likeness of Jesus. Yeah. But as I was preparing, God reminded me of one of his names, Jehovah Jireh. And it means the Lord will provide. Okay. So this is where I'm going to go first, and hopefully then it will marry up with Ephesians. Probably most of us here, this name was spoken by Abraham in Genesis 22. And that's the only recording of it, apparently. And it's about the story of Abraham and his son Isaac. And God commanded Abraham to take his son Isaac, his beloved special son, to sacrifice him. We haven't got any children here, have we? Which is good. So I can be a bit more explicit. And when you think of the story, you think, oh my goodness, who wants to do that? But Abraham knew his God, and it was a testing of his faith that he obeyed God. Yes, I will do it, and he intended, but he also knew his God. So he went through the process, and as we all probably know, God provided the ram that was in the bush. Yeah, so he didn't have to sacrifice his son. But by faith, Abraham obeyed God. So that is like the backdrop of where I want to go. The Lord will provide. This provision is not speaking of material provision. It is speaking of God's provision in sending his son to this world to be our saviour through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, the perfect lamb. And we can see the close it is to what Abraham was going to do. It was all about sacrifice. So it's all about the person of Jesus, that we see him as the person. In all of this, we see him. We're not talking about, please, I need a new car, please, I need this, please, I need that. This is all about, please, I need Jesus. And so Jesus is the provision. Jesus is our all-sufficient one. Jesus is more than enough. He is our source of life now. Yeah? And I find this so beautiful and so humbling that he would introduce this morning. And I think probably a lot of us here know this, but he loves to remind us of who he is. That he alone will provide, because he has provided himself. It's all about him. And when he showed me this, I could see how it related to Ephesians. So as we explore Ephesians, especially chapters 1-3, it is all, which is all based on our rich inheritance. And I love that came out this morning, Steve, and other places. We only have a rich inheritance because of the finished work of the cross. And that's what Ephesians is all about. We have all this amazing spiritual blessings. We have this rich inheritance. We are chosen, we're adopted, you name it, it's all there. And if you've missed the teaching that's come before today, read, go back and read over Ephesians chapters 1-3. And ask the Lord, what does that mean for me? And he will personalize it. This is what it is, Sylvia. This is what you're longing for. You're longing for me. It's the person of Jesus we're talking about today. I can only point to Jesus. I can't even point to my needs, which he will provide. He does provide. And I'm sure many of us know that, don't we? He's provided healing, miraculous healing. So think on this as we read more. I think in these first three chapters, for me, it's all about receiving, because we are going to move on to the walking out our salvation. As we know, there's different parts to Ephesians. But first of all, we need Ephesians 1-3. Yeah. Because it tells you who you are. It tells you of your identity. And all he has done for us, all we have inherited, we are co-heirs with Christ Jesus. Can you get your head around that? No, I can't. But like that song this morning, I believe. And God says that if you simply believe, you will see the glory of God. Wow. It's almost like believing as a child. He doesn't want us to rack our brains and work it out and understand everything. Because it really is, it's all supernatural, isn't it? By the Spirit. They are spirit and we are spirit with them. So I love the connection between Abraham and now. It's the same for us. What God did for Abraham, he's done for us, hasn't he? He's provided the most beautiful person into our lives. And I'll never forget my salvation. I will never forget the day that he rescued me. So this is amazing. We can now touch on Ephesians 3. And I even love the introduction to this because Paul says, when I think of all this, and he's thinking of what has already come, what has already been revealed, and Paul put it very, you know, amazingly about how we were grafted in. It wasn't just for the Jews, but he came to the Gentiles too. Aren't we privileged that God didn't forget us? Isn't that beautiful? But Paul said, when I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father. Can you imagine that man after he had wrote all that had come before? That he fell to his knees. He couldn't help it. It wasn't just a position that this is how we pray on our knees. He was overwhelmed by all that had come before. He was full of such revelation. And he's sharing it here with us. And then verse 16 it says, I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Do you know we can't limit God? Please, let's not limit God. Let's not put him in a box or do it our way or lean on our own understanding. But because he is the unlimited resource that we need. He is our resource. And he will empower us with inner strength through his Spirit. And again, that's his provision for us. He is the provision that will empower us. Not us trying to work it out. Not us trying to fix it ourselves. Who's tried to fix things in the past? Do you know it doesn't work, does it, Sheila? No. That's good. Do it yourself doesn't work with God. That is quite profound, isn't it? Do it yourself doesn't work with God. He has to be our provision. And we've loved welcoming the Holy Spirit. That inner strength that we get from the Holy Spirit living in us. Let's make this personal. He's living in. Can you imagine? I can't imagine. But I believe. And I receive. And I'm so pleased. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will go down into God's love and keep you strong. And we've already said that he's made his home in us. And when we allow him to dwell in us so richly, with such grace and mercy and love, our roots have got to go somewhere. It's like the beautiful tree. There's roots to a tree. So we have to be rooted and established in him. So that we might have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high and how deep his love is. That speaks of there's no limit, doesn't it? And you know, when you look at each other, can you see the beauty of God's love in his in each other? I only have to look at someone and I think, oh my goodness, they're filled with such love. Ooh. You know, when I look at Sonia, well, I don't want to pick anyone out really, but I'm just happen to be looking at Sonia. She is so full of love. She's overwhelmed with God's love. And she's not holding on to it, she's giving it away. But it applies to all of us. So I'll try not to. But there is such a depth to go into his love yet, such a width, such a height, such a breadth. His love is limitless. In other words, there's more, there's more, there's more, there's more, there's more. And I'm speaking to myself here because I need all this. Verse 19, may you experience the love of Christ. This speaks of don't depend on knowledge, don't depend on just learning and having it all in your head. Do you know it's not enough? And we do learn things and we need to, but he actually wants us to experience it. For it to be so real that you'll wake up in the morning and you'll know that God loves you. And it says here, may you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Don't worry about that. Just receive it day by day by day. And that is the glory to the glory to the glory. the ever-increasing glory that he would actually pour into us of who he is and what he represents. And you'll be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. There is a fullness about him that is for us. Never be content with what you've experienced. Don't settle for where you're at right now. Feed daily on the word. You know I push the word, and you know I'm going to stop apologizing. For he has the words of eternal life, and he is truth. Who's believed lies in the past? What has been said to you? And it defines you. If you believe in the lies of what has been put on you, what you put on yourself, who can put themselves down? Yeah. On a bad day, you know, it just comes out of your mouth. Oh, that was, oh, I was stupid there. Yeah. So simple to do it. But don't. That is the simple answer. Stop it. Let him feed you with his words. Like I said, it's truth. And what does the truth do? That's it. It sets us free. It works. So being filled with the Spirit, being filled with his word, amen. You marry them together and you become more and more like Jesus. You grow and you begin to mature. It can't fail. There's no other way. And then verse 20. I love this. Now all glory to God. But this is where all this comes from. So the glory has got to go back to God. And it's to our God who is able. He is able. This isn't by our good works. This is not leaning on our own understanding, but he is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. I really believe, church, that we are moving into the above and beyond.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to speak it out. Yeah. I have to.
Yeah.
There is so much more for us as we believe and we receive. If we dwell in all these truths, in this inheritance, in all this that sets us free to rise up on wings like eagles, be the warriors that we need to be at times. To listen and obey like Abraham did. When God said that to Abraham, I always wonder if he slept that night after hearing that from God. Because he got up the next day, you know. He didn't wait for 3 signs or 10 prophecies or anything. He got up the next day. Isn't that amazing? I'd love to live like that. It's the simple, when he says it, yes, Lord, I will. Amen. And I'm speaking to myself here. It's quite profound, isn't it? But being born again, you're born of the Spirit. So don't be surprised. This all sounds weird and how can I ever achieve all that? Don't. He is able, God is able to work all this out in our lives as we continue to abide in him. And something that I got from verse 20 was, God is able with his mighty power at work within us to resource us so that we can be a resource to others. All this provision for us that we've read about or reading about, he's resourcing us all the time so that we can be a resource to everyone we meet. I just want to throw it in that we prayed this in the, what do we call it? The engine room? Yeah. We prayed this a few weeks ago that he is our resource. And we was reminded of the Graham Cook prophecy over this church, this body. I didn't write it down because I didn't really mean to bring this up, but it's, anyway. And God was calling us to be a resource church and to step over a line. In other words, to say, yes, Lord, whatever you say, you have to resource me so that I can be a resource. And Paul found it in the archives and sent it to a couple of us. And this is what this is all about. Our inheritance will resource us to be this vibrant, beautiful body. This beautiful bride coming forth, being made ready for her beloved. So everything points to Jehovah Jireh. And the Lord just reminded me of, the Lord is my shepherd. And I have all that I need. I will lack nothing. There's so many different versions. Let him be your shepherd. Let him love on you like a shepherd loves on his sheep. As he tends his sheep. As he protects his sheep. Let him be your shepherd. I think we all know that scripture, don't we? I want to pray, but first of all, the Lord. It was, has anybody heard of the song Gyra? No? It is from, if anyone wants to look it up at any time, it's Gyra, just the word Gyra, from Jehovah Jireh. And it's from Elevation Worship or Maverick City. I expect some of you have heard from them. And really, it just sums all this up. You know, I think it's quite a, I think it's about 9 minutes or something, so we haven't got time really to play it. But Jireh, Elevation Worship, or it might come under Maverick City. And some of the lyrics that one of the chaps was singing, when we have Jesus, we have everything. And for me, that just sums everything up of what I've said this morning. He is our Jehovah Jireh, the one who will provide, because he has provided him very, his very self. It's all about him, isn't it? So, Lord, I just want to thank you so much for being our Redeemer. Amen. I want to thank you that you chose us, you called us by name, and you rescued us from the life that you, we were leading, Lord, that you rescued us from that kingdom of darkness into your kingdom of light. Thank you that it was at the right time that you called us to yourself, that you make no mistakes. And I want to thank you, Lord, for all that you have for us, which is absolutely mind-blowing. For there is no limit. As you show yourself to us, and you also tell us who we are in you. Amen. Thank you that you, we do live in your kingdom of light. That all will be revealed to us, all that you want us to know, as we ask for that spirit of wisdom and revelation. Amen. And we will lack nothing in you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that you're preparing us for our spiritual growth that goes on and on every day, yeah, as we seek you out. And your promise is that if we seek you, we will find you. For you will never let us down or let us go. We want to say, Lord, that we love you so much. Amen. Our love is so limited compared to yours. But we will love you all the same, with all our heart, all our mind, all our, yeah, understanding, Lord. Yeah. All our strength. And Lord, we want to stay in awe and wonder of you for our salvation, for that day that you rescued us. Yeah. Who is like you? Who can compare to you? Absolutely no one. Absolutely nothing. Amen.